T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A teenager who fatally stabbed a classmate in the Bronx 2 years ago was today sentenced to 14 years in prison. 19-year-old Adel Cedeno was also given 8 years for assault, but that will be concurrent. Once he's released, he'll serve 5 years probation. Prosecutors say Cedeno attacked 15-year-old Matthew McCree and another student 2 years ago at the Urban Assembly School for Wildlife Conservation. His lawyer said he was bullied and was acting in self-defense. Gun makers and retailers who refuse to do things like background checks could soon be told to get out of New Jersey.
We cannot let taxpayers unwittingly pad the pockets of anyone whose business practices may make the jobs of law enforcement even more dangerous or put our residents in harm's way.
That's Governor Phil Murphy. He says the state also will apply pressure on big banks. New Jersey pays more than $1 billion in bank fees every year, and it could use disclosure requirements to decide whether to continue doing business with financial firms. Put that e-cigarette down. That's the guidance from New York State as hundreds across the country have been sickened by vaping. Sean Adams with more.
41 people sick in New York after vaping. It's prompted Governor Cuomo to issue a warning.
This is a frightening public health phenomenon. It's an activity that many young people engage in. And common sense says if you don't know what you are smoking, don't smoke it.
The governor has ordered the health department to investigate, to subpoena 3 companies that make a thickening agent found in black market vaping liquids. It's suspected vitamin E acetate could be causing lung damage. The health commissioner acknowledges, though, lawful vaping products do not contain vitamin E acetate. Still, health warnings will go up in vape shops, and the governor will support legislation to ban flavored e-cigarettes, which can be attractive to children. In White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Michael Bloomberg is slamming the FDA for contributing to the teen vaping epidemic. He's pledging $160 million to fund a new program to try to reverse course. Here's WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
Bloomberg's number one target is teen vaping. New York's ex-mayor pointing to a subset of e-cigarettes.
All of the evidence shows that the kids like the flavors. That's the reason they do it when you talk to them. They don't smoke the products that don't have the flavors.
And Bloomberg blames the FDA for letting the public do something before scientific testing is finished, and also goes after the tobacco companies.
Oh, there's no question about that. They're advertising to kids. They run these enormous ads every day in the paper saying, we'll help you stop smoking. But they've never released any evidence whatsoever that it does anything to help you stop smoking. In fact, most people that vape never smoked before.
Bloomberg added he's spending the money not to tell people what to do, but to explain to them why it's in their interest to do or not to do something. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
And this follows a new study that found flavor was the reason most young adults said they started using e-cigarettes. Let's get the forecast now. Here's meteorologist John Greshak.
And it's been a cloudy day so far, but we'll see some of those clouds clearing off as we go through the afternoon. A high of 77 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, 67 tomorrow. Summer comes back, heading for the upper 80s under partly sunny skies, plenty of humidity to go with that heat as well, and a thunderstorm in a few spots during the late afternoon or nighttime hours. A couple of showers and thunderstorms crossing the area on Thursday, still on the warm and humid side with a high of 83. It'll get cooler for Friday and the weekend. Currently under cloudy skies, it's 72 in Midtown, heading for 77.